Resistance exercises. Introduction and definitions. Resistance exercises involve moving against a force, or pushing or pulling with or without movement. Weight lifting, push-ups, and pull-ups are examples of resistance exercises. Working out with any exercise device that involves stimulating the muscles with a significant level of pushing or pulling is a resistance exercise, even if there is no movement involved. Resistance exercises can be placed in two broad categories, which are dynamic resistance and static resistance. Weight lifting and push-ups are examples of dynamic resistance exercises. Exercises that involve pulling on springs or elastic bands and releasing the tension and pulling again in a series of repetitions are also examples of dynamic resistance exercises. Anytime you are pushing or pulling on anything and there is movement because of the force you are applying, the exercise is dynamic resistance. The static resistance exercises are generally called isometrics. Pushing or pulling with significant force without any movement is an isometric exercise. Exercises of this type can involve pulling on a spring, and when it is stretched out, the movement is stopped, and the stretched spring is usually held in position for several seconds. Lifting a relatively heavy weight and holding it in a static position for several seconds or longer is also a type of isometric exercise. Pushing against a wall is another example of an isometric exercise. Contracting any set of muscles in your legs, arms, or any part of your body without movement is isometric exercise. Resistance exercises can be classified from a continuum from dynamic to static. Actually, the concept of dynamic and static resistance exercise can be thought of as a continuum, ranging from muscle movements that are very large, medium, small, and zero. Zero is no movement, which is an isometric exercise. Some examples will clarify the concept of a continuum, which are presented in the following paragraphs. If you are exercising your arms with a weight, you can lift it with both arms from the floor to over your head, which is obviously an example of a large movement. An example of a medium movement is holding the weight in your hands and lifting it upward. An example of zero movement, or isometrics, is raising the weight with both hands to the level of your chin, and then maintaining the weight at chin level, without any movement, as long as you can. A continuum of speed in relation to resistance exercises. Speed is also an important factor with resistance exercises. This can be represented as a continuum ranging from movements that are very fast, fast, medium, slow, very slow. Usually, it is necessary to use lower levels of resistance when the speeds are fast. A greater level of resistance can be used when speeds are slow. Some examples will clarify this concept. If you were exercising with a light pair of dumbbells, to obtain a good workout you would have to move them very rapidly. With a heavier set of dumbbells, you probably could not move them as rapidly, but you could get a good workout by moving them slower. With a very heavy set of dumbbells, you may have to carry out most of the movements very slowly, but you would still get a good workout. A continuum of the number of repetitions in relation to resistance exercises. The number of repeated movements or repetitions carried out, without stopping, with resistance exercises, can be represented in terms of a continuum, ranging from a large number of movements to a few, to one movement. Generally, many repetitions can be done with low levels of resistance, such as light weights with more than 40 repetitions. Higher levels of resistance, such as medium weights, might involve 10 to 15 repetitions. Very high levels of resistance, such as very heavy weights, might involve 1 to 5 repetitions. Understanding the continuum concepts presented above can be useful when planning an exercise program. The concepts presented above, involving continuums, and the related insight, might be very useful when designing an exercise program. The examples in the following paragraphs will provide further clarification. Exercising at a fast rate of speed, with a low level of resistance, such as with light dumbbells, can produce a good workout. This is assuming that you are moving the weights fast enough to put a significant strain on your muscles. This type of resistance exercise will have some cardiovascular benefits, and it will increase the endurance of your arms and your entire body to some degree. In addition, exercising with light weights is usually safer than exercising with heavy weights. exercising with low to moderate levels of resistance, such as light to medium weights at a very slow speed, can also provide a good workout. This is assuming that you are moving the weight slow enough and they are heavy enough to put significant strain on your muscles. This type of exercise involves moving the weights very slowly at points where there is a maximum strain on the muscles. Exercising with high to very high levels of resistance, such as heavy to very heavy weights, has some significant advantages over light to medium weights, in terms of building muscle mass. The disadvantage of heavy to very heavy levels of resistance is risks of injury. This is especially the case with heavy weights, where a loss of balance or control can result in sprains and other damage to the body if the weight is dropped. For more information on resistance exercises, consult the following internet videos and websites. Internet videos on resistance exercises. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.